Today, I want to talk about the vision, the future. I want to talk about my dream.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. As promised on Wednesday, I thought I would share a bit with you around my dream, my vision, what it is that we're trying to do, what we're trying to build. And to do that, I go back a little bit. So I think about the years that I spent pre-joining the military, moving out of home at quite a young age, and I think about what I was missing in my life, and it was that adult guidance that I didn't really have. And I got myself into a little bit of trouble, and I did some stuff that I'm not proud of as a 14, 15-year-old, you know, sort of roaming around in the streets of Melbourne, and just doing what I guess any young person would do, but I'm not excusing that behaviour. What I am saying now is, who was the person I needed back then? And I'm trying to be that person and create those people for the young people that perhaps are going through similar stuff, or just young people in general. I then fast forward through my time in the military, which was quite positive for me, a lot of positive role models. And then I fast forward to going out on adventures and running the personal development and the stuff we've been doing through the Building Better Humans Project. And it feels like in 49 years, I've had this perfect storm of experiences to get me to this point that I'm at now. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that, if you've ever experienced a moment where you go, everything in my life has led me to this point. This makes sense to me now. This is my purpose. This is the reason that I'm on this earth. That's how I feel right now, and I'm really empowered by this. Now, it's been a struggle, of course, at times, and particularly in the last period of time with, you know, lockdowns of one of my major businesses and the inability to really create any turnover or have finances, which you need if you're trying to build something like we're trying to build. But then I look at the other side of that and say, it gave me more space to work in the youth development area, going out to schools, seeing how people are struggling, seeing how people... I don't know. I look at teachers that I work with. I can't tell you how many teachers I've sat down and spoken to or received messages from different schools who are just frustrated, who don't know how to implement programs inside their schools to solve behavioural issues. And largely the schools seem to be, and if someone wants to tell me I'm wrong about this and wants to start a discussion with me, please do. But it seems that the schools don't have too much care, or maybe they just don't know how to handle it. So they just kind of go through the motion, and we're just going to keep this kid moving until he or she gets out of here, and then they're not our concern anymore. I've actually heard on more than one occasion this concept that year 13 doesn't matter to us, i.e. what happens the year after they leave school, not our problem. I disagree. I think it is your problem if you're in the field of educating our next generation. And I think it's our problem as adults in this world and in our country in particular to start with, to help guide young people, because that is the future of our country. It's not just our kids, it's all kids. And I do believe that young people are going through a much more challenging time than anything that I most certainly have experienced, because these kids grow up not knowing anything but the internet, but social media. These things aren't going away. Now, we can look at them as a part of the problem, but they're not going away, which means if they're a part of the problem, or if in fact they are the problem, they're going to continue to be that problem forever. No one's going to solve this. The social media companies, anyone that's in and behind the internet in any way, shape or form, they're not going to solve this, because this is how they make money. And I'm not bagging out your Facebooks and your Instagrams and your Googles. I'm sure they don't care, but I'm not. I think there's a lot of benefit to these things. They've brought a lot of good to the world. But it also puts our young people in really challenging times. Add on to that the usual disparity of poverty or low socioeconomic versus higher and so on. But what I've experienced is that no matter where kids fit in those programs, where they fit in those paradigms, those one end of the scale to the other, they still have their challenges. They still have things that go wrong. And then I look at how can we solve that problem? Now, I look at what my team and I have done, and 532, that's about to jump up this week. I guess we'll probably push over the 600 mark this week with some programs we're running. 600 young people that have been through programs with us, that we've had touch points with, whether it be 4 hours or whether it be, you know, 3 or 4 days. 532 to date, to say 600 by the end of the week. Now, that's a lot for what we've done. But in Queensland alone, there's 190,000 14 to 21-year-olds. In Australia, there's 4.2 million. So all of a sudden, our 600 doesn't look like much. I know I cannot run programs or camps for 100,000 young people. I physically do not have the capability or the time to do that. It's just not possible. But what I do know is that I could build an app, a personal development app aimed at young people that will be able to be viewed by 100,000, 500,000, 1 million. Where does that dream end? Now, I'll be honest, I'm a dreamer. I believe in this stuff. And then I look at this concept, and we're going to release a lot more information about this, but to build the app that we're looking to build is around $200,000. Now, I've set myself a goal that I am going to fundraise through crowdfunding $200,000 in 2022 to build this app. This is where you get to be involved. Your business, your company, you as an individual, every single dollar will count. 27 million people in Australia. We're looking for $200,000 to build this thing. I'm going to go out and do talks at companies, which I do regularly, but now I'll be able to show a video explaining what we're trying to do. $200,000 isn't a lot, because then my goal is to put that into kids' hands. And when I say kids, I'm talking 14 to 21. Put it into their hands for $1 per month over the 12-month period, 12 bucks a year. What's that? A couple of cans of Coke? You know, a meal? Not even? To do that over a whole 12 months that they have access to this. Then the goal is, and there's a much bigger dream to this, if we can get this program into 100,000, 200,000, a million hands, what if it's turning over $1, $2, $3 million a month eventually, right? So there's a business model to this in the long term. And then with that money, we reinvest that into taking young people away on life-changing adventures. Now, I take people to the Kokoda Track, and with flights and everything, it's around $6,000. Young people can't afford that for most young people. The people who can afford it tell me it's life-changing, but the people who need their life changed the most are the people who can't afford it. What if all of a sudden I can take 100 kids away a year and have a life-changing experience on the Kokoda Track with Killer and the Boys? We're changing the lives of the people in PNG who are employed. We're changing the lives of the 100 young people that go with us. It costs us $600,000 that we fundraise by giving good quality programs to hundreds of thousands of young people. Like, it's a dream, but it's a big dream. I have companies like Backtrack in New South Wales that run programs for kids out on property. I have mates like Will Smith at JCP Youth doing amazing things for young people off the streets. And I chatted to Will about this, and we said, you know, the idea behind this app is that we don't have to keep going to the government with our cap in our hand asking for handouts to try and help our young people. And I'm going to be really honest. I don't see a massive drive by our governments either side to fix this problem. I see people within the political sphere saying that the best way to handle youth crime is to lock children up for longer. That is wrong. There is absolutely no evidence that that's what's going to solve the problem. I believe that we can help solve these problems by raising the general standard of personal development, self-belief, self-confidence, self-worth of every young person that we can. Using young athletes, singers, actresses, actors, people that can resonate with them eventually coming into this program and talking to these young people. Will was telling me that he would be happy to do content as well. So then when people like Will, who are doing amazing things and really has had to fight tooth and nail to fundraise, and we build this multi-million dollar business around developing young people that then also has this profit that people like Will can come to me and go, you know what, $500,000 is what we need for the next 12 months to do X, Y, and Z, and we can give that to them, and we don't tell them to change the name of their program or restructure it or do it differently because they're succeeding. And yet, when applying for government grants, on occasion, I know for a fact that Will has been asked to change things. the name of his program, the way it's structured. And yet the very reason he created it that way was because the current government programs in his state were not working. You can see the problem. We're going to try and build this phenomenal machine. And I mean the most amazing thing possible. And we're going to make a difference. We're going to rise the tide. Because as you know, when the tide rises, all boats rise. We're going to rise the tide for our young people. As many people as possible are going to be caught in that net of self-belief, self-confidence, self-worth. Can you save everyone? Can you change everyone? Absolutely not. I'm not delusional. But we can do a lot better than we're currently doing. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to crowdfund as crazily as possible, and I'm going to make $200,000 next year, and we're going to put it into that app, and you can help. Now, it's not going to launch this idea until January, but I'm dedicating a whole 12 months. So let me give you context. This year, I've done a few fundraisers, and we've raised close to $80,000, $40,000 for youth development programs. So we've had 60% of our young people come on our programs for free. Now, we're not a charity. So companies, businesses, individuals have given us dollars out of the goodness of their heart because they believe in what we're doing. And I promise you, we believe in what we're doing. The young people, the parents believe in what we're doing. And I'm going to let you hear from some of them as we build this idea out. So close to $80,000 for young people, for Killer and the Boys in PNG, for my boys in Nepal and Africa, for Trade Mutt. We did one earlier in the year for Trade Mutt. We've just done so much work for Swiss 8, a veterans charity. So I think if I can do that piecemeal here and there, then what if I dedicated a whole year just to this? What if you said, you know what, I put in $50 or $10? What if you're willing to dedicate $50 or $100 a month for 12 months as an individual? What if we went out to a business that has, I don't know, 300 staff and they all wanted to put in $5 a week for a whole year? You can see how this can roll out. You can see how easily we could get ourselves to the $200,000 mark to build this app. And when you watch this thing grow over the next 5 and 10 years, and when you see it make a difference, and when you see young people going on programs that are backed by the Building Better Humans Project app that is built for young people, that is designed to help young people, that has no other agenda other than rising the tide. When you see that and you go, I was a part of that. I made a difference. I put my hand up. I didn't complain. I didn't say someone should do something because I realized I was someone. That's what I'm passionate about right now. That's what I'm going to grow. I've got a team of people that want and need to be a part of this. And we need to get this app built first because that's step one. We need to start helping people immediately. The quicker, the better. Is it going to be clunky at first? Probably. But we're going to learn. We're going to grow the same way we've always done. We're going to adapt. We're going to meet those challenges. We're going to overcome them. And in that process, we're going to get a lot of people to change the way they think, feel, move, act, and do things. I honestly 100% believe in this. And I would love for you guys to come on board. Now, there's nothing for you to do right now. This is just a for information for you. If you know anyone that's interested or you think would be interested or benefit from being a part of something like this, please share it. This podcast has been going for 6 years. We've had a great run. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. I'll never stop doing it. I can't foresee that anytime soon. But this is the first time that I've given you, me, all of us a chance to actually change the world. That's what I believe. For those that have already been involved in the last 12 months, I can't thank you enough. For those people that are going to get on board, and I hope it's all of you, in the next 12 months, we are going to change the world. We're going to start here in Australia, and we're going to grow overseas with this concept. If you know anyone that wants to be a part of that, that's not going to tell us that the way we're doing it's wrong, because we're a little bit unorthodox, but it's working. Like Will Smith with JCP Youth, it is working. Like Backtrack in New South Wales, it is working. And I watch these people emerge in Toowoomba. I watch these people beg, borrow, and steal. They go cap in hand, and they quite often get nothing. We can change that. We can decide where our money goes, as opposed to the government deciding. We can decide that if the government's not going to step up and save these children, all of our community, then we can do it. We can be the drop in the ocean. We can make a change. The world is different. The internet, for all its problems, social media, for all its problems, it also gives us the ability through this medium to have this conversation and to be able to raise the money to do what we're trying to do. That's not something that's been available in the past. It's available now. And together, like I keep saying, we're going to change the world. I hope that excites you. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, Glenn at glennazar.com. Let's start that conversation.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.